Welcome to the Giddy Stories podcast. Hi everyone, I am Viva. Thank you so much for clicking the link and being part of the journey on Giddy Stories. Now, although every once in a while you get to hear the name Elu from some of my contributors, well, it's perfectly normal. We can use both names because it is my lingual name. How have you been? How was your week? And yes, it's going to be a long weekend, seeing that the public holidays has been extended till Tuesday, meaning you're going to work only 3 days next week. Isn't that something to be excited about? But anyways, let's get into it, shall we?
Hey guys, my name is Eclipse and Cassie. I'm a rapper, singer, and music producer, and a lot of other cool stuff. But right now, you're listening to Giddy Stories with Viva. And if you love it half as much as I love it, then you know it's an amazing podcast and one of the best out there. So don't forget to support the podcast by sharing with friends, constantly listening, and subscribing and following. But most importantly, spread a little extra love by clicking the link in the bio and giving a little tip to support the good work. But until next time, this is still Giddy Stories. Easy, guys.
Osei One, as we fondly call him, we all call him Osei, but us, his children and his other children around who took him as a father, is a true gentleman, a man of God, if I should say so. He loves God so much. A true Gunner fan, even though they never actually won the trophy for him. He loves football. He loves sports. He has always participated in sports while growing up. Always had this fun story of him winning a medal growing up and meeting the governor of the state back then. He always said something to me growing up, as you lay your bed, so you lie on it. Has always been something that has been back of my mind. In terms of putting me in check, disciplines and all, you know. He loves good food. He loves good clothes. He loves his family so much. He's the one we look up to in terms of how we intend to take care of our family and to build a family, having that unity as a family and having that love amongst ourselves as a family. He has actually set a standard for us that we hope to go beyond that standard in life. And there's something he always said. He said, if he gets to a point in life, his hope is to have his children go beyond that point and his grandchildren go beyond the point of his children. And it's something we hope and pray for. We miss him a lot because he's always there to always dish out good advice, and he's always calm. He's always calm to even friends and neighbors around, to the point that he even gets me angry, like, why don't you react and all. So I miss him so much, and I pray he rest in peace where he is.
I really miss my dad. My dad was an amazing man, very sensitive too. I can remember there was a time I sent him a text on Father's Day and he called me. He was so happy, like I did something big for him. What's the one, like I always like to call him. I can remember I loved teasing him. Especially when he dresses in the Isoko attire, I'll be like, Ose one. Oh, daddy. He would always say that I was the noisiest person in the house. But I know that he likes it. My dad was someone that was down to earth. He would do things like sweep in the compound, and I'll be like, daddy, why are you sweeping? He'll be like, he doesn't mind. As long as he lives here, he wants it to be neat. Even with other tenants in the compound, and then I wouldn't even understand, but now I do. I really, really miss him. And I'm grateful to God that I had him as a father. I pray that I make you proud wherever you are. What's the one?
Stephen Owaridowo Oletu, a man passionate about God's work. If he's given a task, he does it wholeheartedly. There are so many things I miss my dad for. I can only say a few. I miss the fact that when I've gone wrong and he tells me to sit down, that he wants to speak to me. I swear, those words are forever helpful. I miss him wanting to change the TV stations or to sports or news whenever I'm really into a program. That gets me on my nerves, but you know now, you just have to obey, because anything contrary to that can turn into an argument. I also miss his cooking quite enough, because we happen to be alone most times when I get home from school. He will prepare like rice and stew, as in to be room porridge, yeah, they'll be chill, like waiting for me, like I'll just say, oh well, it makes sense. Wow, so many memories, so many memories. I miss him a lot though. I miss when he gets me up from church on Sundays. He never misses me, because I must be up and ready for Sunday school. And not just Sundays, even weekdays, evening service. As in, I must reach the first person to reach church. I would always go below, but there's only little I can do when there is roof. But there are so many memories. I miss them all. I swear, I miss them all. He would always say cleanliness is next to godliness, and then make me clean the whole compound of 6 tenants. Chat, Omo. I swear. And then, Kai, man, I miss all these days. But I miss all this. I miss all this about him, though. That's why he'll always be in my heart. Miss Gentle Soul, rest in peace.
You just heard the voices of my siblings, MJ, Ogali, and Jude, aka OJ. Today, I get to pay tribute, or we get to pay tribute to our dad, whom on Wednesday, the 6th of July, 2018, we lost him, he passed away. And Wednesday passed marked 4 years of him passing away. And as always, when it gets to the month of July, ever since it happened, I've had to go through those moments in my head. It happens every year. And I realized that whenever it's July, I just think about the fact that I will never get to hear him call me in a way when he's happy with me, and that is when he says hello. Like, he has this way of just teasing me, and maybe especially when I make him his favorite meal of pepper soup and starch, you know. I love my dad dearly, we all did, and I feel like it's only normal that his 4 years remembrance and then the recording of Giddy Stories, I decided this is what I wanted to do in this segment. And growing up, my childhood memories of him were made up of the smell of Shield cream. I tried looking it up to be sure, but in my mental image, it's Shield cream. And then there was coffee and his beard tickling me and my siblings whenever he kissed us goodbye to go on those long trips as a civil technologist that had him away from the house for months and even years. And that's a funny thing, because only last year my uncle were, you know, just reminiscing, and he mentioned that my dad was away for up to like 3 years at a stretch, and it was really hard to believe because he always traveled. But 3 years, that means we were very, very young when it happened. And my dad, the relationship he had with his children was really amazing. He tried as much as he could to be there, but as the breadwinner, he had to be away, and you can't fault him, right? And I feel like we only became closer after we lost my mom in 2011. We're close, but the whole being a confidant and a friend happened in 2011 after my mom passed, and he then automatically put on the super dad, super mom cape. I wanted to do everything, like, never minding the fact that my siblings and I were young adults. Now, that didn't stop him one bit. And I remember whenever I had events to attend, and I always think of ways to explain to him why I have to come back late or sleep over at a friend's place, he would say, and this is where I have to quote him, say, "Elo, Lagos is nobody's friend. Even old man they lost for Lagos when he don't know for 100 years." End quote. And here's the funny thing. Then when he was alive and we all living together, I always had somewhere to go to. I always had to be somewhere. But when he passed, I felt like this mantle came upon me. And I don't want to go out. I want to always look out for my younger ones and question them, like, "Where are you going? Where are you coming from?" Such irony, right? So my dad was the absolute best. Ose, as we fondly call him, right? Ose means father in Isoko and the Durubo language. So, you know, celebrating a man who left a legacy, one that is very much ingrained to, you know, in me, right? Like the way I work, my work ethics, the way I interact with people. This interaction part even has to do with when you're living in a compound, like you're living in an apartment, you have neighbors, the way you tend to do things. Right, you know, some people have this nonchalant attitude, like, "It did not concern me, the landlord don't do this thing." But there are certain things that you know you need to do for yourself, that you want for yourself. My dad will go out and do it because it is for him, he would use it, right? So that is kind of part of who we are for my siblings, because they also do the same thing. And it's such a wonderful thing that you never know how well you are, you know, influenced by someone until you move apart from them, and then you see yourself reenacting exactly what they do. And that is just so beautiful, right? Aside that, and I feel like this is the most important legacy of all, is that my dad made me to see the value of giving excellent service to God. Now, this is not just, okay, you have to be a worker in church. I'm talking about giving your all and be so joyful doing it. That was my dad. He was a Sunday school teacher in the church I grew up in. And every Sunday, without fail, he will be up by 5 a.m. to get ready to be in church for 7 a.m. He took service that serious. And he, like I said, he felt this immense joy doing it, and he was never tired. Now, the thing is, you never know the impact you have in people's life. And all I can say is that Stephen Owaridowo Oletu left his mark everywhere he went. And yes, on my street, some people call him Elder because he was an elder in the church. Some people, yeah, also call him Ose. But to me, he wasn't just that. He was my friend, he was my confidant, and he was also our superhero, who, by the way, wanted to wear the biggest wrapper or George on my wedding day. He already had it planned out that he was going to get a little boy to pack the George for him, like some kind of train, because after, I think, Okotiebo, then Minister of Finance, used to have that kind of train with him. But my dad was he was looking forward to that big day. And I know I will always miss him, and I know that, you know, it's all good. We miss him, but he has left a legacy so powerful that he definitely lives on through us. And I'm so proud to do this today with my siblings, celebrating him. And I hope you have the same, or you're about to become a parent. I just, you know, living from what I've lived with my dad, that you should also set that example for your child. I know the world is struggling, the attention span, everybody, the social media space is actually dragging that space with the first place of influence, that's the parents. But you have to do your part. You have to play your part. And hopefully you have one of the good stories, just like I do. All right?
We'll be right back in a bit. Right back in a bit.
So I'm going to share something that happened in 2018. I can always remember things that happened in 2018 with so much clarity because it was that year. And on one of those days when my dad was in pain and going to work was, I really didn't want to go to work. Imagine as a radio host, you have to express so much joy and enthusiasm into your voice, but at home, you're going through a lot. Well, my dad wouldn't have it. He was like, you need to go to work. People are expecting you to show up, so you can't disappoint them. So on that day, something very funny happened to me. So food poisoning is one of those very annoying maladies that happens when your body doesn't agree with what you've eaten, probably a nasty bacteria somewhere. And that tends to happen to me like every once in a while, like it's annoying. And I should have, you know, really read the signs clearly that you shouldn't go to work if you know you're having this tingling sensation in your stomach. And it was just small, you know, it wasn't much. I was like, hey, it will pass. And then I hit the road, Jack. So the thing started to show me shaky. While I was in the bus, I was just screaming, I was shaking. I was like, what do I do? And I thought it would get better, but as the bus was moving further away, it got worse. Now, I did not foresee what would happen when I got down from the bus. And I did not just come down anywhere. When I got down from the bus at Oju Elekpa, the moment I hit the ground, I threw up. Like everything came out. And while I was heaving my guts out, I was silently praying for any lady to come help me. But alas, guess what I heard from especially a group of ladies? Someone is going to get belly, meaning I was pregnant. Like, really? Oh, fortunately, we still have some real gentlemen out there who came to my rescue with water. They bought water for me, helped me to, you know, help me to a shop to sit down to recover for a bit. And I asked myself, what happened? That was just insane because I never saw myself throwing up. And at the end of the day, I didn't go to work because, I think I made it to work. And then my brother had to come to the office to pick me up. It was that crazy. And in my mind, what just happened? This is what happens when you don't pay attention to those little signs in your body, right? Now, where am I going to with this? Yeah, people don't really give two flying frogs about what happened to you sometimes. I feel like it's even worse now, 2018, 2022. Difference. Now, people are rather interested in bringing out their phone to record you and so they can trend or get featured on Instablog Naija or onto the EdNot. It is that crazy. And I get it that everybody's tense. Like, even if they don't have their phone, not really consign them. But imagine now. It is crazy. Like, while recording, like before recording this episode, I saw a video of a naked woman who took over the service pump at a fuel station in Falomo, and she went on a fuel spraying spree. Like, she was naked and she was spraying fuel everywhere, petrol everywhere. And also a couple of weird news bits that gets to drop. Even if you don't check out the regular newspaper headlines, your WhatsApp status will tell you everything. Like the prison break that happened, right? Like over 700 inmates on the run, and the president is in shock about what happened. Okay, all right. So here's the thing. While we cross our T's and dot our I's, whenever you see news like this, you see or you read it, I have one word of advice for you. Drink water and fan yourself with your PVC. Thank you for listening to Giddy Stories.
A Lightweight Media Production.